My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and I've had like a drift towards, over the last week, finding comfort in food rather than the Creator. So that's been my struggle. I want to show you guys a picture of something you may see around town. Public service announcement. The high today was 33. The low is going to be 22. You know this, having walked in from the parking lot. I think we got an image there you can throw up on screen. Anybody relive in an apartment complex and they've seen this? Yeah, your apartment complex owner is going to throw that up for one particular reason. Because they don't want your apartment unit to be flooded with water. See, what happens is when it's cold outside, the pipes can freeze if you don't keep that water flowing. And what happens with that frozen water, it doesn't go away, it goes everywhere. It will rupture the pipe because of the pressure of the flowing water and the frozen water, and they're backed up against one another, and eventually the pressure will build and it'll just explode. And when it does, it will create a huge mess on the inside where you live. Now, Proverbs 28:13 says that he who conceals his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces will find mercy. Now, the reason why I tell you that, what they'll tell you to do is to drip your faucets. They just say, just open them a little bit. And then what happens to that water? It's not going to overflow. It's not going to go anywhere except down the drain. And the other thing that it says on that sign and what they tell you is to open those cabinet doors, to let the warmth come in to within where those pipes have frozen, that they could be thawed out so that the water would flow freely. And the reason why I tell you that in addition with that proverb is because with the coldness of our culture, with the cold lives of Satan, and with a heart that can grow cold by the deceitfulness of sin, we can have our own flow of living water frozen up because of sin. And the antidote to that is to just create that drip, that it's always flowing, that it wouldn't freeze within, but that the drip by confession of sin would be continually coming out. Because friends, if we turn off that spigot and we stop confessing sin, I'll tell you where it ends up. At 30 years old, I ended up an alcoholic with a gun to my head. Like, it does lead to death. It won't go away. It will go everywhere. It will explode and ruin us from within and create a huge, huge mess. But by keeping that faucet of confession of sin, authenticity open, it keeps that water running and does not back up and will not create this pipe burst within us as we create that drip. We do it here on Monday nights all the time. But the other thing that you can note about that is, man, what's going to happen to all that drip? Like, if you live in the apartment complex, I always thought this. I'm like, well, you know what? That's my water bill that I pay, not the apartment complex owner. It is costly. It's costly to confess sin. But it's more costly to leave it unconfessed. And so Scripture tells us really plainly that when we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. If we exalt ourselves, he will humble us. And so we confess that sin, though it be costly, it is more costly to not confess it. And just like the water going into the drain, what happens to that sin that's confessed? If you're in Christ, if you've trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, then that sin doesn't go down the drain, so to say, but it's been laid upon the cross of Jesus Christ. It says in Colossians chapter 2 that all sin has been nailed to the cross. All of it, past, present, and future, has been nailed to the cross. It says in the Psalms that he has separated us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's not a measurable distance. It's infinite. It's an impossible measurement. He has separated your sin from you, down the drain, nailed to the cross, separated from you. And then you open up those cabinet doors of your heart. Let the warmth of Christ come through by the people of God, the word of God, the spirit of God, that it was thawed everything within in just rivers of flowing water, that you could live for Christ.